Under pretense of assuring the safety of Bob and Betty, Dimitri takes them from the villa by motorboat. A storm arises. When the engine breaks down, the waves hurl them toward Dead Man Shoal.
Chandu, the magician.
Sure he does. He means it's curtains for all of us. I don't know why he let us come out here in the motorboat that nobody knew how to run.
Well, he must have run the boat before.
Well, he can't do anything about it now. I'm not just going to stand here and see us all get smashed to pieces on those rocks without doing something about it. I'm going below and see if I can start the engine.
It is quite useless now.
Just the same, I'm going to try it.
Oh, Dimitri, you can see black jagged rocks under the water. Oh, look at the waves. Can't you do anything?
No, Betty Lou.
But can't Colonel Rivette or Ismael...
Ah, you do not wish to die, Betty Lou. And it is not strange to me.
Talk to
large. This is the end of our plan, Dimitri.
It is the end for you and Ismael, Colonel Rivette. But not for Dimitri.
Dimitri! What do you mean? Oh, you sound awful.
Lift me! I got
us
started!
We have drifted into the channel! Now, Bob can only...
What's the matter with you,
Ellie?
You ought to know the channel. There's one here.
I will take the wheel!
Okay, you'd
better hurry. Come on in, Betty. Come in, Madame Delange. Boy, isn't it great to get back here to the hotel all in one piece?
Oh, I was scared to death out there in that boat. I kept thinking Mother and Father and Uncle Frank would never know what had happened to us.
Well, don't think about it now. We're back here and we're all right. Sit down here, Madame Delange.
You didn't look a bit scared out there, Madame Delange. Do you really mean you'd be glad to die?
What do you mean, be glad to die?
Why, perhaps I did not quite mean what I said, Betty Lou.
Oh, I should think not. Gee.
If you will excuse me, I think I will go to my room.
Sure, that's all right. Here, take my arm.
No, Bobby. I shall be quite recovered in one moment. Permit me to go alone.
Well, no, I'll go with you to your room.
Or why don't you go into my room and lie down for a few minutes?
No, I must be alone.
Well, we don't want to bother you.
Maria, I shall be myself again quite soon. I will come back to your sitting room in an hour, if I may.
Yes, you must. Or if there's anything we can do for you, be sure to let us know, won't you?
Merci, ma chère.
What do you suppose was the matter with her? Didn't she act funny?
I wish she'd let one of us go with her. But it's only a little way to her room. She probably thought... Listen, what's that?
Somebody in the hall.
Oh, maybe something's happened to her. Maybe she's fainted or something. Quick, Bob, open the door.
It's Mother and Father. Hello, Mother. Why, where's...
Mother! Oh, I'm so glad to see you. Hello, Father.
We're glad to see you. Where in the world have you been? We were beginning to be alarmed about you.
Oh, we were all right, Mother. We were wondering what had happened to you.
We arrived this morning and found your message saying that you'd gone out for a drive with Madame Delange. But the clerk said that was yesterday and you hadn't come back.
Your mother's been very anxious about you. You shouldn't have stayed away all night, Bob. Where were you?
Well, I suppose we shouldn't. Gee, we did have a lot of excitement, though. Just wait till you hear.
What sort of excitement?
Now, Mother, please don't look as if you thought you couldn't trust us out of your sight again. We couldn't help it. Come on, sit down here and we'll tell you all about it.
Young, we want to hear what you've been doing, too. How'd you get along, Father?
I had a very interesting time, of course, Bob. I'm afraid your mother was lonely.
Oh, Robert, I didn't mind, except for leading the children here.
Several times we thought we'd come back, but Monsieur Le Herrible and I found the ruins so interesting that we postponed our return.
Did they tell you about the uprising of the tribesmen?
Yes, that's what finally brought us back.
Have any trouble?
Oh, no, but there seemed to be a great deal of unrest in the air. We thought you might not be safe here. Have you heard anything from Uncle Frank?
Well, no. You know, it was funny, but the very day you left, he came and said he had to go away into the hills, and we haven't heard a word from him since.
Did he say why he was going?
Oh, you know how he is, Father. He never likes to ask him questions. Anyway, he was in an awful hurry, wasn't he, Bob?
I'll say. Well, he asked me to come up and help him get some things together, and he hardly said a word to me. It just looked like he was made out of stone or something.
Oh, I hope he's not in danger.
I wish he'd taken me with him. I mean, I would have wished it if Betty hadn't been here alone. Gee, it must be keen to go way off up there in the hills where you're the only white man among all those natives and try to find out things and everything. Don't you think so, Mother?
No, I'm afraid I don't, son.
Let us tell you what happened to us.
I'm sorry.
Well, we've had a lot of fun. Madame Delange met a friend here, and he had a great big car, and we've been driving all over the place.
That was nice.
Yeah, he's a native, but he's somebody pretty high-powered, I guess. He's the son of a sheik or something. Wonder who that is.
Zippy, look who's here. It's Uncle Frank.
Hello, Frank.
Hello, all of you.
We were just wondering what had happened to you, Frank.
There's a lot of fighting in the hills, and I hoped you and Robert would come back before you got mixed up in it.
As a matter of fact, we just returned this morning. Children say you've been gone as long as we have.
Yes. This uprising is more serious than anyone realized at first.
Did you get into it yourself, Uncle Frank?
More or less. Look here. I have some news for you.
What kind of news, Uncle Frank?
There's been some fighting in a town by the name of Rodge. The French legionnaires were there, of course, and several of them were wounded. And among the wounded, I saw Nicholas.
Nicholas? Of Montebania?
Yes.
What's he doing in the Legion?
I haven't been able to find out yet. They were sending him to a hospital here in Algiers.
Do you suppose his father knows he's down here?
I don't know. But it's just the sort of thing Nicholas might do. Enlist in the force.
Oh, Uncle Frank, when we were in Montebania, he told me he wasn't going to do things like that anymore. He said he was going to learn a lot about the country and kind of settle down. Kind of, well, I mean...
Yeah, we know. Go on, Uncle Frank. Can we see him? I mean, to talk to? We really did see him marching along the road.
Where?
Oh, one day we were out for a ride and a bunch of legionnaires came along and we saw Nick. But we didn't have time to speak to him.
I see. We can go to visit him in the hospital tomorrow.
Is he badly hurt?
I don't know. I have permission for a visit to him, though, so it can't be too serious.
Oh, poor Nicky.
From all I hear, he more or less covered himself with glory during the fighting. Has there been any disturbance here, Bob?
Well, no, not right here. But we were out driving, and we stopped at a kind of a little village cafe for tea, and all of a sudden a gang of those natives came in and said they were going to capture us and make us slaves and everything.
Bobby.
Well, Mother, it's all over now.
I suppose you have no idea who the men were, Bob. You didn't happen to hear the names of any of the leaders?
Well, yes, I did. One of them was called Hamid, and there was another one called Mohammed.
What sort of man is Mohammed?
Oh, he's a big native. You know how they all look. And he had a great big scar right across his face.
Running from his temple across his nose?
Yeah.
A wide, white scar, Bob?
Why, yes. Gee, Uncle Frank, do you know him?
He's one of the tribe of Ben Yusuf.
Gosh.
What happened after that?
All of a sudden, they kind of got scared or something, and they all just rode away. He made them.
Then where have you been all this time? Why didn't you come back here to Algiers?
Well, we were afraid to. So we went on to a villa that belongs to this friend of Madame Delange we were telling you about.
And who is this friend of Madame Delange?
Oh, a fellow called Ismail.
What sort of fellow is he?
Well, I know Bob will laugh. But he looks kind of like Abdallah, only older and...
Yeah, and kind of hard. He does look something like Abdallah.
I see.
Now, don't say you know him, too.
No, I don't know him yet. I'd like to see him, though.
Frank, you don't mean...
I mean nothing yet, Doc. Let him tell the rest of it.
Well, we went to the villa, and then some French army officers came and told us we'd better hurry up and get away from there, because these tribesmen were all over the roads.
And how did you get away?
Well, this friend, I mean...
He means Ismail had a motorboat, and we started back here, and, well, there was a storm, and we finally got back here, and, well, here we are.
Oh, I wish we'd come back sooner.
Why, Mother? Why?
I hardly know. I have a strange feeling that something's going on here we don't understand.
I think the best thing you can do is to leave on the first boat. There's a steamer for Marseille on Tuesday.
Do you want us to leave Algiers, Uncle Frank?
Yes, I do. This situation with the tribesmen is very serious. And I want to get you out of here as soon as possible.
Well, what are you going to do, Frank?
I'll have to stay here, for the present at least.
But what can you do?
There'll be plenty for me to do. There's no question about that. You see, the authorities are sure there's something bigger in all this than just an uprising of a few tribesmen.
Just what do you mean by that, Frank?
I mean the Brothers of Jeopardy. Or perhaps even
but
the Bonds.
The Brothers of Jeopardy had given up long ago.
No, I'm sure they haven't. The French have some very good men at work, though. And between us, we'll manage to catch the ringleaders in some way.
Well, if we're leaving tomorrow, I'd better go down to the steamship company and see about our passage.
Are we really going home so soon, Uncle Frank?
Don't you think we can be ready by that time?
Oh, it's not that, Uncle Frank, but I... Oh, you see, it's kind of sudden, that's all.
Thinking of Nicholas, Betty? Don't worry. You'll have time to see him before you go.
Oh, sure.
Oh, no, I don't mean that, Uncle Frank.
Betty, dear, what's the matter?
Why, nothing, Mother. Nothing. I mean, oh, I kind of thought we were going to stay here a long time.
Right. You don't think that chap Dmitri could have anything to do with this trouble, do you?
What made you think of him, Robert?
Oh, I don't know, but that plot in Montebania was certainly Dmitri's work. He's locked up somewhere, isn't he?
He was. But he managed to escape. The French authorities are looking for him now.
Right. You don't think Dimitri could be here?
Oh, how horrible.
Yes, Doc, I do. And that's one reason why I'm so anxious to get you all away from here.
Bob, shall we tell him?
Keep still. No, we can't.
Robert, if this is true, we mustn't let anything keep us from catching that boat. If you'd seen him in Matabania as we did, Frank knows...
Yes. I thought we'd seen the last of him when... Keep still, all of you. There's someone standing behind that curtain.
Oh, Frank, be careful. Frank, look out for that knife!
Wait, don't, Uncle Frank! It's Ismael!